Okay, today's Daf Chaf, actually. Today, believe it or not, today's Daf Chaf. We're behind. We're in Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We are about 10 lines from the bottom where it says, with Papa Amar. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal L'Il Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai. It's also sponsored by the Silver Family L'Il Nishmas Benyamin Ben Mordechai. As the art said, it's today, the Neshama should have Aliyah and the family should only have Simcha. So we're right up to Rav Papa. Rav Papa said like this. Rav Papa Amar, when did Rav Shimon hold that there's no such thing as a Yavam Shelo La'olam? Rav Papa Amar, Biyabim V'yachakach Nolad Palug Rav Shimon. That's the only time Rav Shimon argues. If there's Yibim by Shimon, then Levi's born. That's what Rav Shimon says. It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because when Levi's born, Shimon's happily married to this woman. The fact that she once was married to Reuven, it's a big deal. But if he's born and then Yibim takes place, lo palug, there's no machlokas. So why did the Mishnah, did the Rabbanon have to say both cases? If it's Arbayel or Rabbanon, it's trich, lo zumasu katani. You're right. It wasn't so necessary. We said it anyway. Not the biggest kasha. By the way, Tana Kavasa Dur of Papa. There's a Brisa that supports Rav Papa. V'tiyuf to Dur of Oshia, and it's a Tiyuf to honor of Oshia, a long Brisa. Here we go. Shnei Achim Ba'olam. Two brothers. Echad Meis. Echad. Ba'olam Echad. Two brothers alive at the same time. Umeis Echad Behem. Reuven dies. Below Vlah, without any children. V'amar Hashedi Hazel Lazos Maimer B'Vimto. And Shimon's gonna do Maimer. V'lo Hispik Lazos Ba Maimer. He didn't have a chance to do Maimer. Ad until Shnolad Lo'ach, until another brother's born. Umeis. Now he dies. Meis Rishonah, the first one dies. So Yatza Mishum Eishes Achiv Shalai Ba'olamo. The first wife, Reuven's wife, was Lola Olam. And Shnia, the second one, Ochol Etzes Omis Yabemeth. Shimon's wife, Levi could do whatever he wants. Levi was alive when Shimon was alive. Asaba Maimer. What if Shimon did Maimer? V'achakach Nolad Ach, and then now Levi was born. Osha Nolad Lo Ach V'achakach Asaba Maimer, or he didn't know, or the brother was born and then he did Maimer. Umeis, and now he died. So how we shown a Yatzam Mishameshes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olama? The first Reuven's wife. What? Not a problem. She wasn't alive. Levi wasn't alive when Reuven was alive. And by the way, remember there was no Maimer done. He was going to do Maimer. Shnia, the second one, Choletzes, Filo Mesiav Emes. She can't do Yibim on this one. Why not? Why can't Yibim be done? Because maybe there's a Zika, because maybe Maimer works, and therefore she's a Tzara. Maybe she's a Tzara, so you have to do Chalitza. Remember we said that? Reb Shimon Omer, no. Biyaso o Chalitzaso shall achas mehen, doing Bia or Chalitza on one of them, which one? Only Shimon's wife, Poteres Tzarasa, will pater the other one, right?
But he did Mimer.
I understand. But Mamanavshach, if Levi does Chalitza to Shimon's wife, that's all you need. Why? If there was a Zika, then doing Chalitza to one, freeze the other one.
Right.
And if there was no Zika, then they weren't alive at the same time, so it's not a problem anyway. Okay, good. Chod chalat lebailas maimer. Let's say he did chalitza to Reuven's wife. Right? Let's say he did chalitza to Reuven's wife. That's what that means, the bailas maimer, the Reuven's wife. Lo niftara tzara. The tzara doesn't go anywhere. She's still not free. Why is she still not free? Because if there was no Zika, then there's still a connection between Levi and Shimon's wife. Can't get rid of it. Okay? Make sense? Makes perfect sense.
There's no Zika.
Exactly. So there's no Zika. Okay? Kansa. What if he married her? Right? What if he married her? Beiba. What? What if Shimon married Reuven's wife? Full marriage. Shimon married Reuven's wife. Kansa, where am I? Kansa Umeis. He married her when he died. V'achakach no lo'ach. And then Levi's born. Shimon, Reuven married a woman. Reuven died. Shimon took her in Yibam. Then Shimon died. Now Levi's born. Exactly. Oh, v'achachach no lo'ach. Oh, sh'no lo'ach v'achachach kanta. Or he was born and then he married her. Umeis shtei peturos mina chalitza umina yibam. They're both. There's no chalitza, no yibam. That's all. That's all. Nothing we said is not because we're leading up. Cause we're leading up. We're leading up. Kanta. What if they got married for no lo'ach v'achachach meis, and then he was born, and then he died. So shtei peturos mina chalitza umina yibam. They have remeir. Remeir says. No, even no chalitza. Why not? Because he was lola olam, right? And the other one's a tzara. Reb Shimon Omer, no. Ha luba matzasa beheter. Since Reb Shimon's a since Levi is born, and he sees a heter marriage between Shimon and Reuven's wife. V'lo amda olav sha'achas beisur, and they were never married beisur. No isur here. Miyabim le'ezem em shiyirta. Oh, cholitz le'ezem em shiyirta. No problem. Right? Which is exactly what...
What's that, Levi?
Levi, right. Which is exactly what Papa said. Now the Gemara asks Marty's question. Hababa, the Seifa, why are we saying all these cases? Why are we mentioning all these cases? They're all obvious, especially the Seifa one, right? Which is the last one. That if Shimon married Reuven's wife, and then Levi was born, they're both part of Chalitza and Yibum. Laman Katanila, who said that? If Reb Meir said it, 1 second. Michti. There's no difference. According to Reb Meir, which is the Tanakam, which is the Rabbanan, there's no difference when Levi's born. It makes no difference. So Larvinhu, Vulis Ninhu. It should have been said as one case. Ella, rather, Lav Reb Shimon, rather it's Reb Shimon, Ubi Yibum Vachach Nolad Palig. The only arguing when there's Yibum and then he's born. But Nolad, but if he's born, Vachach Yibum, Lo Palig, Shma Mina. That's the raya. That Reb Shimon holds only is true if he's born afterwards. Then he sees a normal marriage, then the Yibum doesn't, then the Isser of Lola Ol doesn't apply. Good? Okay. That ends, from now to the end of the daf, it'll take 2 minutes. Amar Mar. Amar Hasheni Lasos Mayim Revivim. What did we say? The second one got up to do Maimar. Follow his big Lasos Mayim Revivim Tov. But he didn't have a chance. Ah, you know, lo'ach. Until the brother was born. Umeis. And now he died. We shown a Yotzo Mishamesh Yitzach Shalaya Bolamo. The first one, they weren't alive together. And Shnia, Ocho, let's always have MS. Right? My Amad, my lo hispik. What does it mean? He wanted to get up, but he was about to. What are you mentioning all that for? Right? He oven oven, he love and oven. He did it or did it, if not that. He was going to do it, and then he was about to do it. What did he say all that for? If he did it, he did it, if not that. So, you know what? It's teaching you the whole nother halacha, which is a machlokas. Ella, Amad midaita, he got up to do it with her consent. For his big midaita, Ella bar kacha, but he ended up doing it by force. In other words, can you, this is a halacha, right? When you do Yibum, does it have to be with her consent? No. Doesn't have to be with her consent. She could hate you. And you still have to, and she can't say anything. What about my Kedusha? I'm going to marry a woman. Can you force her to take a ring? No. Has to be with her consent. What about Yibum? No consent. What about Maimur? So Maimur, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. Udeloki Rebbe, and this is going not like Rebbe. Titanya, Haose, Maimer Biyavimto, Shalom Midaita. What if you force Maimer on a woman? Now, if you do it without Maimer, it works. You can force her to marry you, but you fear a Yibum. You can force a Yibum to marry you. What about Maimer? So it's a machlokas. Rebbe Omer Kana, if you give a woman a ring as Maimer, Rebbe says it works. Vicham Omer Lo Kana, Vicham says it does not work. Absolutely not. Now, my time is
ripped. If she accepts it, no.
She doesn't have to accept it. You put it in her hand, you force it, right?
Force it into her hand.
So, now, by a regular marriage, you can't do that. But by Yibam, you can marry her in Yibam without consent. So, what's the difference, Maimer? My time is the Rebbe. I tell you why. Gamami be a divama. Ma be a divama, balkarcha. You can force her to be with you. Ah, Kedushin, be a divama, balkarcha. So, too, Kedushin also could be by force. For a banan, gamri mi kedushin da alma bina. He says no. It's like a regular kedushin. Ma kedushin da alma midaita. It has to be only midaita. Af kedushin di vama midaita. So the kedushin also has to be midaita. But my conflict. What are they arguing about? Mar savar mili di vama have a little melef. Rebbe learns yivama to yivama. All these all yivama rules. Yivama is bar karcha. Maimer is bar karcha. Umar savar and the chacham say no. Mili di kedushin have a little melef. No, we learn kedushin from kedushin. Also, by Mimer. Let's say you did Mimer. V'yachach nolad och. And now someone.
How do you say that? It's part of it. It's either Kedushin or it's Mimer. You can't say you're learning everything else from Kedushin.
Why not?
Because one is a Yavama and the other one.
Okay, so what? So it doesn't matter. So you still have to learn out from it. Now, also by Mimer. Let's say you did Mimer. V'yachach nolad och. And then a brother's born. Oh, shenolad lo ach, or the brother's born. V'yachach asaba maimer. And then he did maimer, umeis. And then the second brother died. So we show in a yotzos mishomesh, it's achiv shalohaya balamo. Right? And shnia, choletes, follow misya bemes. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Biyasa ochalitasa shalachas ben poteris sarasa. No, marrying one patches the other one. We had that 6 times already. Rav Shimon ahayokai. Which case is Rav Shimon talking about? Ilema anolad lo ach, v'yachach asaba maimer. If you're talking about that the brother was born and then maimer was done. Hamarta benolad lo b'sof yibam lo polag Rav Shimon. We said we don't argue in that case. Ella rather, aset asa ba mimer. He did mimer. V'yacha kach nolad lo ach. And then the brother was born. What do you see from here? Right? If mimer doesn't work, right? Yeah. Now, one more thing. We're not finished. Chalat lebayalas mimer. What if you did chalita to Reuven's wife? Lo nifter etzara. Shimon's wife is still waiting. Because if mimer doesn't do anything, she's still available. Right? My timer. What's the reason for this? Mishum dahai tzara, vadai. One's a vadai. Ubalas mimer is suffik. The balas mimer is only a suffik. The ain't suffik, motzi mide vadai. And the suffik can't undo the vadai. Okay? That pretty much ends this Gemara. Okay? Okay, that doesn't really end. Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Zavda Bar Zvid Kameder Rav Huna. So the question about the forcing we didn't resolve. It's a machlokas. Okay, now we just said again that Rav Shimon holds what he holds, that if they wake up, if Reuven Levi's born, there's a bona fide marriage between Reuven Shimon and Reuven's wife, it's not a problem of Lola Olam, right? Because he sees a good marriage over here. The fact that she was once big deal. So Yosef Vekomar, my time of Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's reason? So Gemara says, my time of Reb Shimon. What do you mean? He has a good reason. Kedamar time a whole of bal matzasa behetter v'lo amdal olav shachas beiser. He makes more sense. You're right. Ela my time of the Rabbanan. What's the reason the Rabbanan say that's still a case of lola olam? What's the reason for that? Amar kra, it says v'lakcha lo, right? Leisha v'yivama adayin yibumin harishonim aleha. She still has a label of a yibum from the first marriage, so therefore it's no good. The Gemara says, El hadut nan kanta. 1 second. But if you marry her, hareyu ki ishto lachal davar, she's like your wife in all respects. Vamar biyosi, Rabbi Chanina, malame shemagarsha get beget umachzira. Let's say you marry a yivama. Reuven died. Shimon takes Reuven's wife in yibum. Then he doesn't like her, so he gives her the get. And he says, you know what? I changed my mind. I want to marry her back. How do you marry her back? Regular kedushin. Why? Because she comes a full-fledged wife in all respects. So what do you mean? What do you mean the shemets of the Yavama from the first marriage still stand? It's not true. So the Gemara says, Hasam nami lema adayin yibumin rishonim aleha. And she tiboy chalita. If you want to ever, let's say Shimon takes Reuven's wife in Yibum, and he doesn't like her. He should have to give a chalita now. They're married for 10 years. Right? Then you know what? It's not working out. Let's get divorced. All right, you should have to give chalitza. Why? Because she's your mama. No one says that. So how come all of a sudden she's still considered from the first husband, even though he's married to Shimon for 10 years? Why? Shiny hustle, no, there it's different. Why is it different over there? What? But over where? If you're yibim and sof nolad, why is that different? Damar kra, it says v'lach chalo le'isha. Kivin de'lacha, nasis le'ishto le'chal davar. She becomes your wife in all respects. Then the same thing should apply. By what? By Alola Olam. If she becomes your wife in all respects, why then why if you find her married, then she's still the first husband, still a problem? Why? So Gemara says, Hakasa Rahmana Viyibma. Because it says Viyibma. So my Ruth, why are you holding that a woman When Shimon marries Reuven's wife, she becomes Reuven's wife in all respects. And if he doesn't want like her later on and he wants to get rid of her, he has to give her a get. Why? Because she becomes a full-fledged wife in all respects. So how come, if Levi's born now, and he sees his brother Shimon married to this woman, it's a problem? Lola Olam. Why? Because she used to be married to Reuven. So what? Why are you picking that one and not that one? You had a question?
You hear?
So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why.
It's even stronger, because that's going up for Levi. Shim can still do whatever he wanted.
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly the answer. That's exactly the answer. Mistabra, Shadei Hetera Ahetera. Now, Heter stays with Heter. Vishadai Isura Ahisura. And Isser stays with Isser. What does that mean? Heter stays with Heter, and Isser stays with Isser? Right? That the Isser, the Heter of she becomes your wife in all respects, right, is learned out from Velacha, which is a thing you're allowed to do. And the iser of the fact that she was once married to someone else stays with the iser that generally you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. So it makes sense. Ulav Shimon d'Amar Hal Abba Matzasim Behetav Lo'amdal Shachas Beiser Elameata. So if Shimon says that if Levi is born and he sees his brother Shimon married to this woman, right? He sees his brother Shimon married to this woman, it's okay. Why? Because if he sees a good marriage. Elamiata, if that's true, what about the following case? Achoso me'imo, shenasa achiv me'aviv, v'achach nolad ach, umeis, tisyabim, hol above masatsa v'heter. What's that case? Ready? Moshe is married to Rachel. Okay? Moshe is married to Rachel. They have a daughter named Sarah. Then Yaakov is married to Leah, and they have a son named Reuven. Then Reuven marries Sarah. So far, no problem. Reuven's born somewhere, and Sarah's born down the block. Reuven's born somewhere, and Sarah's born down the block. Then what happened was, then Sarah's father died, so Yaakov married Sarah's mother.
He's mechutin,
basically. Right, that's what he married. Then they have a son. Those two have a son together. His name is Shimon. Okay? Then, right, so far so good? Then Reuven dies without children. So it's Shimon and Reuven share the same father. Shimon and Reuven share the same father. The problem is that Reuven and Sarah share the same mother. That's the problem. However, when Sarah and Reuven got married to each other, it was beheter. The Isser came afterwards. Right? You hear that? The Isser came later. When they got married, nothing wrong with that. Now there's an Isser later of what? It's my mother, my sister, from my mother's side. My mother's half-sister would have the same mother. You're not allowed to do that. But there was a heter marriage when he was born. The problem happened later when the brother died. And the father-in-law died, the mechutin died, and he married the other side. So therefore, why is that no good? That should be good. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? Isser achosel hechanazal. But where did the Isser of sister go? It didn't go anywhere. Didn't go away. You're right. It happened afterwards. So what? Here, hacha nami Isser achiv shalom alol hechanazal. Where did Isser of brother's wife go away to? Where did it go to? So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hi, Isura de Les Lehatera. That's an Isser that can never be undone. Hi, Isura de Is Lehatera. This Isser can be undone. How can it be undone? Because it's mutter. There's no problem with that. You're never allowed to marry your sister or your half-sister, whatever. You're never allowed to do that. You're allowed to marry Chalitz is mutter. Yibam is mutter. Happens to me. If we're not alive at the same time, it's a problem. But I am alive at the same time. Shimon and Levi were alive at the same time. She comes from Reuven. So what? Big deal. Over here, comes from a mutter marriage. Yeah, but there's an Isser here of marrying your sister. You're not allowed to do that. Your aunt, whatever. Okay? Good. Okay. Now,
volume 2.
What? Volume 2, yeah.
Six volumes.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Next Mishnah. Klal Amru B'Yavama. There's a rule by Yavamas. Kal she Isser Erva. If the woman that falls to Shimon is an Erva, it's Shimon's daughter, it's Shimon's mother-in-law, it's an Erva. We said this in the first Mishnah. Lo Chaletzes, lo Mis Yabemes. No Chalitza, no Yibam. That's just said to introduce. We know that already. Isser Mitzvah. What about if it's an Isser Mitzvah? Which we'll learn what that is. Or Isser Kedusha. Or it's an Isser Kedusha. It's not Isser Kares. We'll learn what these are. Then, Choletz es v'lo misyabemes. The condition is chal. We're not going to allow it. Achosa shehi yivimta. Cholet says, oh, misyabemes. What's chalotza shehi yivimta? What is that case? That case is like this. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Shimon and Levi marry Rachel and Leah.
Or sisters.
What?
Or sisters.
Rachel and Leah are sisters, yeah. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Shimon and Levi marry two sisters. Now, Reuven has a son, right? I'm sorry. One second, what's the case over here? Reuven has a son, right? And the son married one of these two sisters. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven had a son. This son married...
There's two sisters. Each sister is married.
He's not allowed to.
Not yet. No. I said it wrong. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven has a son. We'll call him Avram.
Okay.
Avram marries this girl named Rachel. Okay? Then Avram died.
Okay.
Then his uncle, Shimon, married the girl. That same woman. Anything wrong with that? No. That's all. Achos hashi yivimto. Choletzes o misyabemet. Right? Right. Then what happened? Then Shimon died. Now, this woman falls to Reuven. The problem is it's his daughter-in-law. Right? Because he was once married to his son. Right? It's his daughter-in-law.
Another brother. Is that the other
there's another brother. There's also another sister.
She's an
Arab. So the point is, since... Now, then Shimon and Levi married two sisters. One of them is Reuven's daughter-in-law. Okay? And the other one is a sister. Okay? Then they both die. Now they all these two women fall to Reuven. One of them is his daughter-in-law.
Right,
one's an Erva. So the other one, they're not from the same husband.
Right.
So the other one is not a Tzara. And we had that rule that if two sisters fall, they're Tzaras to each other. But right. Here it's not true, because one of them can never marry anyway. That's all that Allah is telling us. Good? Okay. Isser mitzvah. What's an Isser mitzvah? Shnios midivrei sofrim. It's shnios that are asr midrabanan. Who's a shnios? Your own grandmother. Your own grandmother, minotaur, you're allowed to marry your grandmother. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to. Why on earth are you not allowed to marry your mother's grandmother, minotaur, but your own grandmother you're allowed to? I thought of that. I know the Meiri asked that question. I don't have an answer. The Torah says you're not allowed to marry your wife's grandmother. But your own grandmother, you are allowed to marry. Why is that? I don't know. Anyway,
you want to go home, but you can't marry your wife's grandmother.
Correct. Well, right. So that's what it means. That's what it means. Isser mitzvah. That's what it means. Isser mitzvah is shnios b'divrei sofrim. What's isser kedusha? Almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. An almana for a kohen gadol. If a kohen gadol marries an almana, the kedushin's chal. He did an avera. Or chalutza l'kohen hedyot, mamzeres nesina liyisrael ubas yisrael l'nasin ulamamzer. What does that mean? Look at the last Rashi of the Mishnah. She'avar achiv hames, the dead brother did an avera. V'nasa chalutza ugerusha. He married a chalutza. He's not supposed to do that. Okay, shames. Now when he dies, now I'm going to take this woman. That whole marriage was an avera. That whole marriage. So tzricha chalitza. You require chalitza. Shari tovsim l'ba kedushin. Kedushin will work. Kedushin will work. See, Kedushin Tovsin, huh?
If it's his brother, he's claim also.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why you should do chalitza. That's exactly the problem. Therefore, you should do chalitza. Don't continue this iser. Don't continue doing an avera.
How come you don't include Ailonis here?
We're going to get to that. Klal asuye mai. What does the word klal come to include? Amarav from our papa lasuye taras islandis. To include a taras island, and of course an islandis also. Ukid Ravasi, like Ravasi. Ravasi said that if Reuven dies and he's married to an islandis, there's no yibim and chalitza for Shimon. Remember we had that? It wasn't in the Mishnah. Right? Vekad Amri, others said the opposite. Kalshi Sura Isser Erva. Who do you Sura Tarasa? Only if it's an Erva is it Asr, and the Tsar is also Asr. Halo Isura Isser Erva? But if it's not an Isser Erva, Tarasa lo isur. The Tsar is not Asr. Lamute Mai, what does it come to exclude? Amrafim Balamute Tsar's island is. To exclude a Tsar's island is Ukadilo Kravasi. Not like Ravasi. Okay? Next. Achosa Shi Yavimto. Achosa Daman. Who's she a sister of? That was that case. Remember, that was a very hard case. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's son marries a woman. Then that son dies. Then Shimon marries her. So that's Reuven's daughter-in-law. And then Levi marries that sister. Then they both die. So since Reuven Reuven falls to, they fall to Reuven to Yibam, but since one of them is his daughter-in-law, it's not a problem of Achoziku Kasa. Why? Because she's not Zachak anyway. She's a daughter-in-law.
No.
Good? Good. Eleba de Isser Mitzvah. You want to tell me it's an Isser Mitzvah? Kivan de Midaraisa Ramya. Since Midaraisa Kame Paga Bachoziku Kasa. Then, what? Then the Isser would go away. Ella Achosa de Isser Erva. No, it's a real Isser Erva. It's a genuine Isser Erva. Isser Mitzvah Shnios. Am I Karela Isser Mitzvah? Why is a Shnia called an Isser Mitzvah? Because Amar Abaya, Mitzvah L'Shmol Divrei Chachamim. It's a mitzvah to learn, listen to the Chachamim. Who exactly are Shnias? Tomorrow's daf is going to, your head's going to spin. Who exactly they are? Okay, your grandmother, the easy one. A lot of hard ones. Is your wife, grandmother's, it's so complicated. Isser Kedusha V'Almana L'Kohen Gadol Gusha V'Chutz L'Kohen Hedyot V'Amai Karela Isser Kedusha. Why are these called Isser Kedusha? Tichsev, Kadoshim Yeyu Lelokehem, it should be holy. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Machlef, he switched them around. Isser Mitzvah, Almana, Klekohen, Gadol, Gusha, Vechalutz, Lekohen, Hedyot. For my Karla, Isser Mitzvah, why is it called an Isser Mitzvah? Tichsev, Eil HaMitzvos. Isser Kedusha, Shnios Medivrei Sofim, that's Shnios. For my Karla, Isser Kedusha, why is it called that? Amar Rava, Kala Mekayim, Divrei Chacham, Niko Kadosh. If you listen to the Chacham, you call it Kadosh. Amalei Rava, v'chol she'enu mekayim divicham kadosh u'lo likri rasha, na'im u'lo likri. What, you're not called the kadosh, you're not called the rasha? You're called the rasha also. Ela amar Rava, kadosh atzmecha b'mutar lach. There's an idea of asering things that are mutter to you. Like what? Like your grandma, that's mutter. But the chacham came along and said it should be aser. Now, amana l'kohen gadol. So, what's the case? An amana to a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol married an amana. Then he died without children. Or no. The brother's married to this almana. Then he died. Now, can the Kohen Gadol do Yibam? No. Can't do Yibam. I'm sorry. A woman falls to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's brother died. Kohen Gadol's brother died. Can the Kohen Gadol do Yibam? No. What about Chalitza? Yeah. Kapasik Vitani. Loshna min anesuin, v'loshna min anesuin. Not from, doesn't make a difference if the brother was married Minan Erisin or Minan Nisuin. It doesn't make a difference. It's a blanket rule. Bishlam Minan Nisuin. I understand why the Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana from Nisuin. Ase Velos Ase. It's an Ase and a Los Ase. There's an Ase, it says Vihu, Isha, Bibsula, Yikach. And there's a Los Ase, Almana, Los Yikach. Ve'en Ase, and the Ase of Yibum cannot be Doche, Los Ase, Vase. Element of Arison, why not? What about Arison? Arison, she's still a Basula. So lo sase gredahu. It's just a lo sase of what? Not marrying an almana. Yavo ase vidcha lo sase. Amarv gidal amarav amarkra. It says no. Va also yivimto hashara. Shein tamad loma yivimto. Ma tamad loma yivimto. Yesh l'chal yivama achas. There's one case. Sha'olu l'chalitza. It goes to chalitza. Ve'ena olu l'yibam. And there's no yibam. Ve'zezeh. Chai ve'lavin. That's chai ve'lavin. Okay? And therefore, yibam yes, you have to do chalitza. So ve'ema chai ve'krisis. Say, how about chai ve'krisis? Maybe chai ve'krisis is what it's talking about. Right? Then what? That a chai ve'krisis should also require chalitza? We learned that she goes off scot-free. Right. Why? Maybe she should require chalitza? Amar Kra, no. Imlo yachpo tzeish l'kachat. Hachafet miyabib. If you want to, it works. We have a rule. Kol ha'ol alim ol l'chalitza. V'chol she'en ol alim ain ol l'chalitza. Right? So therefore, it doesn't work by chai ve'krisis. So ihachi chai ve'lavinami, then it shouldn't work by chai ve'lavin also. Why? Because yibam and chalitza go hand in hand. If you can do chalitza, you can do yibam. If you can't do chalitza, you can't do yibam. And over here, you can't do yibam. Why? Because it's an iser. All right, it's not courage. It's still usser. Ha Rabbi Rachmana Yevimto. No, but the Torah said Yevimto. So my Ross, so why are we saying that the Kedushin will be Chal by a lav, and therefore you must give Chalitza, but by Kareis, no Chalitza? Why? What would you make it pick that way? Mestabra, Chai Ve'lavin Tafsiba Kedushin. Well, Chai Ve'lavin, the Kedushin works. Chai Ve'kris is all Tafsiba Kedushin. Chai Ve'kris is the Kedushin doesn't work, so therefore there's no Chalitza either at all. Okay? Masiv Rava. Rava asked the following question. Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha. These cases. Ba'aleha, if let's say he married her. He shouldn't have done that, but he did it. Ochal Asla, or he did Chalitz on her. Niftara Tzarasa. The Tzara becomes Pater.
What?
In other words, a Kohen is married to two women. He dies.
Right.
The only brother he has is the Kohen Gadol.
Right.
Let's say the Kohen Gadol marries one of them, which you shouldn't have done. The other Tzara, she goes Laskafri.
She's out of...
Yeah, Petura.
Not his wife anymore?
Exactly. No, Petura.
No, the other one.
She Niftara, the Petura, Tzarasa, the Tzara becomes Pater.
As opposed to what? If he wouldn't do anything, they both...
Maybe there's a third brother who's not a Kohen Gadol, who could do Yibam on one of them. Right? So what is the...
But then it wouldn't happen because the other one would go to the other brother.
What do you mean?
The first one would go to the other brother.
But it didn't happen. The Kohen Gadol chapter.
Can't go to the Kohen Gadol. Can't go to the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, but he took her and always goes with
her. Exactly. Now, if Esau could die to Chai V'lav Midaraisa L'chalitza Ramya, if you're telling me that Midaraisa, an Isser Lav, has to get Chalitza, right? Liyibim lo ya ramya, and Yibim doesn't work. Minat Torah, we just wanted that took him, right? So ki ba'aleha, amayin iftar atzarasa. That if he has relations with her, why does the tzara go off? What if he marries her, why does the tzara go off? Right? Let's say Shimon is married to two women. One of them is a mamzeres, it's a chayv elav, he shouldn't have married her. And the other one's a normal girl. He dies. What happens with the brother? He marries the mamzeres. In Yibum. Shouldn't have done that either. She's a mamzeres.
Right.
What happens to the tzara? She goes on scot free. She can get married however she wants. Why? So what's the reason for that? If the whole thing... What's the reason for that? How can she go off scot free? He married her by Isser. And the pasuk says it's Isser. We just wanted that to psukim. Yivamta, Yivima. Right? It was a drasha. So why did she go off scot free?
Because every time they say cholet is velo mesabem, is if you do Yibum, the Yibum is not allowed, but it's chal.
So what?
Every time the Torah says, right, and he shouldn't do, but if he does,
I understand. So, why does the Torah go off? Something she should do something to her.
So
the Gemara answers, ki ba'aleha aman ifrim sarasa, right? So, who most of the mufarikla? He answered, and he said, let's start in katani. What we said was two unrelated statements. You lumped them together. In ba'aleha a'isr mitzvah. No, if he had relations with her, that meant it is her mitzvah, meaning like a shnias, and chalatzla, and doing the chalitza was not of the same person. That was an iser kedusha. That was on some other woman. In other words, you're right. If you do that, the tzara does not go off scot free. Now, Masiv Rava. Rava asked another question. Petua daka ukrushavcha. These people can't have children. Sris adam, someone who can't have children. Vazakan, or a very old person. O Chalton, O Miavnen. He can do Chalitza or Yibam. Ketzad, what's the case? Mesu, someone died. Vilahem, Achim, Mesu, someone died. Right? Mesu, someone, one of these people died. One of these, a Krushavcha died, an old man died. Vilahem, Achim, and there are brothers. Vilahem, the Ashim, and there are wives. Amdu, Achim, Vasumarim, Ben Shosein, Shel Shitayen. Someone did Mayimar on one of these wives. Vinasnu get, or someone gave a get, or a chalitza, or someone did chalitza. Masha asa atzu. The Imbalu.
Was that? When he was married? Krushuk was married?
Yeah, which was an Avera.
Right.
It doesn't say o chalitza, it says vichalitza.
Either one. It's either of these. Either married that, either the brother married one, or gave her a get, or gave her chalitza. Doesn't make a difference.
Is there a requirement to do chalitza or yibim on a marriage which is not.
It's exactly, it's a lav.
No.
So therefore, we said cholatz is v'lomas yabemas. Yes, it means that you can't do yibim after that.
Reuven's marriage was bad.
Reuven's married. Reuven was a kurshavcha. So he's married to this woman.
Right.
Now Reuven died. Now what does it say? Shimon can do one of three things. He can give a get. He can give chalitza. He can do mimer. Vim balu. And if he marries her, kind of it works. How could that work? It worked because it's a lav, right? It was a lav. So what do we say? It's chal. Now. The opposite case. Mesu ha'achim. What if everyone else died? Ve'om duheim. And now Ptsu daka weeks out. Ooh, I'm a Ptsu daka. I'm a brother. I'll do Yibam now. Ve'asu maimar b'nishosein. He does maimar. Or v'nasnu get. Or he gives a get. O shechaltsu. Masha asa asu. It's all good. V'im balu. And if you marry them, asa l'kaim. He's not allowed to stay married to that. Why? Mishum shenema lo'yova b'tsu daka b'kal Hashem. Ptsu daka can't be a kal Hashem. Now, if you want to tell me that midaraisa, he has to do chalitza, leave him low ramya, and even doesn't work, in balu amaykanu, how could that work? Right? Now we said because it's a lav, but we just learned out from the Torah that leave him doesn't work, only chalitza works. Elama Rava, you know what the answer is? Really, a chayve lav can work. For sure it works. Chayv alav can work. Almana min a'ir. What was our question? Our question was, then why can't you do almana from an erisin? Why can't you do asay dochalos asay? Why not? Almana min erisin nami asay velos asay hu. Almana from erisin is also an asay and a los asay. What's the asay? She's a psula. The asay is, diksif kedoshim yiyu le'elokehem. Be holy. Right? Be holy. So that makes sense if you have a koed. Mamzeres unasina mayikol neymar. What are you going to say by mamzeres unasina? There's no kedoshim over there. Well, ksiv it says it's kadashtem. It says you should be a holy Jew. Be a holy Jew. Be holy. Ihachi kol torah kulanami asay v'los asayu diksiv is kadashtem. Then there's no such thing as an asay being docha los asay, because every los asay has an asay. Well, be a holy Jew, right? Ella marava no. Gzeira to gzeira. Almana mina erisin atu almana mina nesuin. If we allow yibum when all they had was erisin, people are going to make a mistake and they're going to allow yibum this nesuin also. And a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a besula. Mamzeres and nesina mayikol neymar. What about an mamzeres and nesina? What kind of gzeira is that? What's the gzeira? So Gemara says gzeira b'mako mitzvah atu gzeira b'mako mitzvah atu. Shalom mako mitzvah. Right. If we allow it here, then people might allow it. But there's no mitzvah. They see some pretty girl. Shabbat Shalom Mamzeres. I'll marry her anyway. Yeah, somebody, that guy did it. Or that guy was a Yibam. Right? Elameyata, Eishes Achiv, Me'aviv. Then if that's the case, then you should never do Yibam on your brother's wife, Lotus Yabim, Gzerb Shem Eishes Achiv Me'imo. What about if it's your brother from your mother's side? Yeah, I could do Yibam on that woman. We're only brothers. From our, we have shared the same mother, and there's no yibum in that
then
case.
You're not going to do yibum.
What exactly? So yibum lech benachla tal yirachmana miyad diyada. Then no, because yibum has to do with nachla. Everybody's going to know. Isha she'ein la banim lotus yavim. Well, one second. If a woman doesn't have any children, you shouldn't do yibum on her. Why? Gzeira mishum isha she'ein la banim. It's a gzeira because of a woman who does have children. You hear that? So that Tosin answers your question. Then there'd be no yibum. Right? So, Bebanim, Talia, Rachmana, Ziyad, Ziyad. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows you have to have children. Everybody knows if you have children, there's no Yibam. Eishes Achiv, Shayab Alamo, Lotus Yabin, Zerb Shabbat, Shalah, Hayab Alamo. If Eishes Achiv that's not in the world, you should not do Yibam Atu when they are in the world.
If the wife has children, wife married a woman who has children, and then your marriage produces no children.
There is Yibam, yeah. It goes by the husband, yes. So the Gemara answers no. But Yeshiva, Talia, Rachmana, Ziyad, Ziyad. Everybody knows you have to be alive at the same time. Everybody knows that no one's going to make that mistake. Call it Hashem Lotus Yab Magzeira Bishop Islandus. Well, every woman you shouldn't be allowed to marry, maybe she'll turn into an Islandus, and there'll be no Yibam. No, Lo Shchiach. That's not Lo Shchiach. It's very uncommon. So the Gemara says Mamzeres and Nesina Nami Lo Shchicha. That's also uncommon. How many Nesins are there out there in the world? How many Mamzereses are there? It's very uncommon. So the Gemara says Ella Amar Rava. Here's the answer. Ella Amar Rava Gzeira Bia Mishona Atu Bia Shnia. The Bia Mishona is Usher. Ought to the second bia. In other words, ein hachanami. There'd be no problem with a kohen gadol marrying the arusa one time. The problem is the second time. What's the hetter for that? Asay docha los asay? The asay was docha the los asay already. The asay of yibum was docha the los asay of not allowed to marry. Have to not allowed to marry almana.
Yeah.
Now we're married. Now we're married already. So what about 2 months from now?
Yeah.
What's the hetter 2 months from now?
What is she? She's an almana?
She's an almana.
Yeah.
Right? She's an almana.
But she's not bula from the other guy. She's only bula from you.
So what?
So why is it us? Why
because one the heter...
Because the heter is only one time. The heter of Yib is only one time.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Tos was asked, yeah. 1 second. Don't we have a rule that when you take a Yivaba, she becomes Ishto l'chol davar?
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Right.
What's the problem?
Right.
You hear the question? It's an unbelievable question.
Yeah.
He says...
From you.
He says, he answers... Tosfos answers, where's this Tosfos? The bottom, the second to the bottom one, Atu. He answers, a minute. Look at the second line, the very end of the line, Aval. Aval.
Line of
yeah, the second line of Aval. You see what it says, Aval? Aval, Chayve Lavin. I'm on the third line of that Tosfos now. Afilu bil rishona lo sharia elamishum da asi asay for dochilos asay. Even the first one's only usher for asay dochilos asay. And therefore, ubi ashniya delespa asay, there is no asay, lo dechia. It's no longer going to work. Tosfos says the reason is because even the first time is only a bidieved. If the first time is only a bidieved, we don't say this din of becomes your wife for all matters. He compares it to the following case. Let's say a kohen marries an almana, and then a month later they want to make him the kohen gadol. So he's married to an almana. How can he become the kohen gadol? The answer is it's okay. You know why? Because he was married beheter, didn't do anything wrong. Here, he's not doing anything wrong, but it's asei docha lo sasei. To apply that and to say, oh, now we're going to let you stay married forever, we're never going to say that. That's what tells us, it's a principle. Say asei docha lo sasei forever? No. Say it one time. One time. So we don't say it one time because it's a gzeira up to the second time. What's wrong with the second time? Well, the whole first time's not even good.
Well, but the second time itself,
that makes a lot of sense if you think about it.
The second time itself,
it was a good question, but that's a good answer.
It's a good answer.
The second time is not really, in essence, inherently a problem.
That's what Tosfos asks, but the answer is no, it really is. Because the whole heter that even with her is only asei dochalos asei. We don't do that most of the time. You walk around asei dochalos asei, no, it's a very rare thing. All right, we do it. But to say you're going to do it your whole life? No. What about the case of a guy who becomes a kohen gadol after he's married to a almana? That's all right, because he was married beheter. He didn't do anything wrong. So now we're going to undo that. Why should we make him get divorced? Why should we do that?
But then she's living in, like, prisoner.
What? Why is she a prisoner?
Because she can't do anything. She can't do anything with him anymore.
Who?
Because
no, then she can go out. Then she can marry someone else.
He divorces her. He has to
give her a letter. Yeah. Tanya Nami Hachi, Imbal Rishona. If he marries her the first time, it's good. But he can't stay married with her anymore. Let's just finish up. What I said before is not even true. That what? That chayve lavin midaraisa. What did he say before? That what? That chayve lavin. The chayve lavin a mutter midaraisa the first time, right? Because it's a lucha dosa. Damer shlokish. Call makom shat to motze asay velos asay. Whenever you have an asay and a los asay, imat yachol akayim shneim. If you can do both, mutav good. V'im lav. And if not, yavo asay v'id chalos asay. Then we say, but if it's only the biggest b'di'evet. Hacha. But over here, nami efshar bechalitza. You can do chalitza. What do you have to go do an asay to chalos asay? V'makayim asay velos asay. Right? What?
Usually.
Not at the expense of asei docholos asei. But one second. Meisve, we have a kasha on that. It said, v'imbalu kanu. It said, if the krushavcha marries this woman, it works. So according to this, why should it work? He can do chalitza. Tiyufta, you're right. Right? It's tiyufta. Brother's wrong. Right? That chay v'lav and olimid rabbanon. What's the reason? Be a Rishona, atu be a Shnia. Okay?
Wow.
Good? We have like 2 minutes, 2 minutes to spare. Yeah. All right. Rechanani ben Akash, Omer, Ratzakarish Baruch, Lahav, 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 L